This piece was brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips, RT11.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
News.
Connecticut has become the first state in the United States to pass a law that requires the labeling of genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, on foods intended for human consumption. A ceremonial bill was signed in Fairfield on Wednesday, December 11th, by Governor Daniel Malloy, who said, quote, "I am proud that leaders from each of the legislative caucuses can come together to make our state the first in the nation to require the labeling of genetically modified organisms. The end result is a law that shows our commitment to consumers' right to know while catalyzing other states to take similar action." End quote. While the law is great news for proponents of GMO labeling, it does not actually go into effect unless four other states adopt similar legislation. Another provision is that any combination of northeastern states with a combined population of at least 20 million, including Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, must adopt similar laws. Stacey Orrell from GMO Free New York explains the bill and its provisions.
What's important about the Connecticut legislation is that, you know, it's the first in the nation to be passed, but as you noted, it will not go into effect unless certain triggers are met, namely that a state contiguous with Connecticut passes its own similar GMO labeling legislation, that four other states around the country pass legislation, and that the combined population of states in the Northeast that passed the labeling legislation totaled 20 million. So New York meets two of those triggers. We've got over 20 million people, and we're contiguous with Connecticut. So we're really gunning to pass our own legislation this year, not only for ourselves, but also to get Connecticut into effect and hopefully get, you know, create a snowball across the rest of the country.
The bill also includes language that would protect farmers in Connecticut by ensuring the new labeling system is adopted regionally before requiring local farms to analyze and label genetically engineered products. Currently, there are 64 countries around the world that require GMO labeling, including 15 nations in the European Union, Japan, Australia, Brazil, Russia, and China. The U.S. is one of the only developed nations that has no laws requiring labeling of genetically engineered foods. Let's hope that Connecticut will be the catalyst that inspires this fact to change. I'm Sari Kamen from HeritageRadioNetwork.org.